This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Peter Schiff coming up in the third hour. Been really accurate on his predictions. A record 94,610,000 Americans not in the labor force. Participation rate lowest in 77. Record 56 million women not working. How's that being married to the state working out for you? Jobs up only for immigrants, down 262,000 for native-borns. Payrolls is a disaster going down. Fed never going to raise rates. It's ugly. They have a flashback. They were saying how great it would be. That's some of the stories up at DrudgeReport.com. Not a happy face under the New World Order. Meanwhile, saw the headline on InfoWars. I got the story right here. Colorado College bans the words Lord, God, and Jesus. Just don't say them. Don't write them. It's hurtful to other people. Just like the word father or mother is hurtful. If you don't have a father or a mother, it's hurtful that you have one. See, the ultimate collectivism. It's like you have two legs. We have to chop them off. Somebody else is upset. Say, that takes some cojones, as they say, to do that. But they've got, we laugh at this, they have a servile population that waits every day as, like, religious cult fervor, MKUltra, like Pavlovian, Skinnerian service to the establishment, and just whatever the latest cutting-edge vomit is that comes out of the establishment's mouth, they just lick it all up and sop it all up and just, oh, it's so poisonous. Oh, it's meant to destroy me. Thank you. Oh, you hate me. Oh, thank you for screwing me over and wanting to destroy my free will. Oh, you're so anti-liberal. I love you. Oh, that's why we call you liberal, because everything's a deception with you people. Oh, thank you for your tyranny. Oh, it's so loving. Those who hammer their guns into plowshares will plow for those who do not. Founder of the Democratic Party, Thomas Jefferson. But what do you people even know? You don't know anything. You don't know who your daddy or your mommy was, or your greedy, greedy granny that goes beep, beep, beep down Sesame Street. You don't know your head from a hole in the ground. All you know how to do is to be cowardly, pathetic failures who love it and who want to make us join you in your servile weakness. Well, no thanks. You're like heavy weight. I've got a squat, or I've got a bench, or I've got a deadlift, or I've got a cling. You're like a mountain I got to climb. You're there as an obstacle. Your weakness, your giant piles of fraud, your lies, your deception, your disdain for humanity, your hatred, your greediness, your insolence is nothing but an obstacle to make me strong. You understand that? You're an inanimate, dead object, like a boulder that I'm going to climb. And I'm going to climb you. And I'm going to make it past you. And you're not going to stop us in our long march to humanity's ultimate destiny. Oh, you never thought about an ultimate destiny? You don't like things like that. People want destinies. People want to do big things. I hate myself, so I hate you. And I'm going to project it on you, and I'm going to screw up your life. Yeah, go ahead and try then. You were forged by your God to be weak. I wasn't made that way. And as weak as I am, because believe me, I'm only flesh and blood, I am transcendent compared to you people. I've already won. Thank Jesus Christ for that one. One of the devil's biggest tricks is selling the idea that Satanism gives you free will and empowerment. No, it doesn't. Christ gives you power. Christ gives you will. Christ gives you strength. And the churches, on purpose, sell this image of an incredibly weak Christ figure so that you don't understand the power that it took to lay down to all that weakness and that patheticness to a bunch of bugs. That was strength. That was honor. That was will. And and to take on at the same time all of our weakness and then to transcend it. That's the great animating contest. And we're only a shadow and expression of that.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
InfoWarsStore.com is launching store-wide free shipping for this week and weekend and launching deep discounts across the board on top-selling products.
Store-wide free shipping on everything, and we're offering some of the best deals ever on nutraceuticals like DNA Force, 33% off. Whether it's non-GMO, super delicious organic coffee, or the very best, purest, strongest nascent iodine, or products like Deep Cleanse and Oxy Powder, you get free shipping across the board on every product at InfoWarsStore.com and massive discounts on scores of our leading items. Everybody knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. That's why I coined the term 360 win. You're funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. You're getting super high-quality products at the lowest prices, and you're getting free shipping. 360 win. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139. Store-wide free shipping on everything. Check it out today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I have mixed feelings about the next hour because I've studied DARPA, the government's advanced research laboratories, the Defense Department's advanced research programs. Eisenhower, in 1961, when he gave his farewell address, we've played the full 21-minute address here many times. We've played the clip. In fact, we ought to cue it up, where he talks about a technological elite in control of the military-industrial complex creating a breakaway civilization and using these super advanced technologies to basically build back doors into all of the culture and society to create a brain trust that did not deploy that knowledge to the general public, but kept it to itself as a way to gain total hegemonic power. Now, I haven't read this book yet. I've just got it a few days ago, scanned over it this morning, looked at some of the pictures, read the synopsis, read the reviews. I've read some of the articles about it. And let me tell you, this weekend, when I go to the local pool with my kids, I'm going to be trying to sneak in an hour or so while they're swimming and fighting with each other or whatever, over floats, fighting friendly, trying to read this, because it's important. And, you know, this show, we get into all this, we research it, we think we know it all. You read it all together, because I've already started reading it. It's just, you learn a lot from it. Because this is the real world. I mean, you think secret government programs ended with the Manhattan Project and the A-bomb, I will assure you that was just the beginning of the shadow government and the National Security Act and the rest of it. I'll never forget, it was in the Baltimore Sun. I've talked about this many times. Like 18 years ago, and it talked about DARPA practicing, just testing in major cities through cell towers, putting out calming waves for the public. Now, usually it's schizophrenics that have had heavy metal toxification. They're not actually under cell phone tower control, but I'd always heard that from people. And then there I was reading it in the paper, and I'm like, what is this? Is this something to condition me, to get me ready for this? So how deep does the rabbit hole really go? We're not selling this book. But it is a great pitch I'm giving it. The Pentagon's Brain, an Uncensored History of DARPA, America's Top Secret Military Research Agency, Annie Jacobson, author of the New York Times bestseller, Area 51 and Operation Paperclip. You know, I knew about Operation Paperclip, and I'm going to go to our guest, when I was about 6 or 7, and my grandfather would be sitting there around his round kitchen table talking about reentry devices and MIRV technology and space bases and Wernher von Braun and all the rest of it. And he would talk about damn Nazis, because he was, you know, in World War II, a pilot, and how he would, in Texas, go to these military bases when he was doing work for DARPA. I've never been told all of it. It was basically crowd control robots and stuff. It was secret. And he would just talk about how much he hated Nazis because he got out of whatever it was because it was Nazis that he would run into. And I remember sitting around, and my mom would be like, he's a little eccentric. My dad would be like, no, he's not eccentric. Your grandfather's really smart. But imagine you're 6, 7 years old hearing about Nazis at U.S. military bases. Believe me, it'll get your attention. But that said, let's now move on to our guest, the Pentagon's Brain, Annie Jacobson. Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on your new book. Wow, where does this start? I mean, where should we go talking about something as big as DARPA?
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I loved that intro. Fascinating about the Nazis. So how about we start right there? How about I tell you a fascinating story about Nazis and DARPA?
Let's do it.
Okay, so the way I got interested in this book in the first place, I was finishing up my Operation Paperclip Nazi Scientist book, and I learned that there was a new agent. I was wondering what von Braun was doing in the 50s after he had kind of settled in and was building rockets for the government, and I learned that he was the first choice in 1958 for this brand new agency at the Pentagon called, it was then called ARPA. Now we know it as DARPA. And von Braun is nothing if not ambitious. So he says to the Pentagon, well, I will come and be your chief scientist of all your research, military research agency. However, I need to bring 12 of my fellow Nazis with me. And that was the line in the sand for the Pentagon. They thought, we can deal with one, but not all 12 of them right here at the beating heart of the Pentagon. And so instead, Herb York became the director.
Wow. And then they spun off and sent him over to NASA, I guess, and then he brought in Goddard and everybody else.
Yes, yes. But here's another little Nazi link you might enjoy, which is that, you know, you spoke of the military-industrial complex. You've run Eisenhower's speech. So specifically, Herb York, that chief scientist of DARPA, first chief scientist, wanted to know. He was troubled, he said in his memoirs, to whom Eisenhower was referring specifically. So when Eisenhower retired, Herb York went to go see him at Eisenhower's home here in the California desert and got him to say who specifically it was he was afraid of. And the two people he named were Edward Teller, father of the hydrogen bomb, and Wernher von Braun.
Wow, so much of our world has been shaped by these people. It's just mind-boggling. That's why I can't wait to read your book. I'm greedily looking at it like it's a big cake I want to carve into. Accelerating into what got a lot of news, you were talking about DARPA and brain chips and troops. Tell us about that.
Yes. So much of this book I wrote is really about man and machine, man's relationship with machines. As we came out of World War II, technology just takes off. And when you get to the end of the book, you learn about this new future idea, which is actually very much part of the present, but is accelerating us into the future, which is the Pentagon, specifically DARPA's plan to couple man and machine. So that science fiction idea of cyborgs is now becoming a reality at the Pentagon. And by the way, this is all dogma. These are, you know, I pull quotes out of Pentagon unclassified reports that talk about we must accelerate our artificial intelligence weapon system. We must take advantage of this new brain technology. The Pentagon calls it neuroprosthetics, but you know, you or I might call it brain chips, and those are the plans to begin these, and they are beginning these clinical trials where soldiers who have come back from Iraq and Afghanistan with cognitive impairment, they're called brain wounded warriors by the Pentagon. There's 300,000 of them who came home from those wars, and in the clinical trials where they are now, they're putting these brain chips into the soft tissue of the brain to restore cognitive functioning. That's the plan. But what I also found in interviewing, for example, the Jason scientists, that the Pentagon is being advised this is not a good idea, and this is a direct quote, because it could lead to high-quality brain control.
Wow.
Direct quote. That is not Annie Jacobson's idea about what might happen. That's the Jason scientists who, by the way, have been advising DARPA since 1960. I interviewed Murph Goldberger for the book. He was the co-founder of the Jason scientists, and he just died. But he shared with me a lot of fascinating information about, you know, advising DARPA about what weapon systems to design over the decades.
And then there were other futures of the Pentagon, like Marshall and others. I want to try to walk through some of those, but my issue with it is it's like Volkswagen putting cheating software on their emissions testing. The problem is my uncle was in a motorcycle accident. He has epilepsy from it. They gave him a brain chip and a stimulator. It's really helped his quality of life. I'm all for it. I'm not against technology.
Yeah.
The problem is these companies and corporations always want to piggyback something into it, and it's so complex that how do you stop Trojan horses, or how do you stop hacks once we start taking brain chips?
Well, absolutely, and this is the heart of the matter. It's the double-edged sword of these military systems that DARPA creates. Yes, there are these amazing benefits that make their way into the population.
Like the internet.
Uncle. Yes, and also like your uncle's brain chip. I mean, every side has two sides, in essence. But here's the thing, is that that which keeps you safe can also harm you. And so for me, just as a journalist, I mean, my job is to inform the public. And so it's like, and I love that you play Eisenhower's speech, because he says in that second part of his military-industrial complex speech, you know, these two ideas can live together. You can have a very strong military. You can have a necessary national defense, but it must be in balance with what he calls an alert and knowledgeable citizenry. And there's the rub. That's why people, it behooves them to know about these programs. These are not, you know, things of science fiction novels. Look, the DARPA director said just the other day at the Aspen conference, everything is science fiction until it becomes real.
It is. Everything is magic until it becomes real.
Yes, and the thing is that DARPA, because their job is to create revolution in military affairs, think about that word. I mean, a revolution is not a revolution if there's not an element of surprise. And so DARPA is working on weapon systems 20, 25 years out. They invented stealth. I mean, they didn't invent it, but their scientists created stealth. And then when stealth was unveiled during the Gulf War, you know, it took the enemy by surprise. So what is DARPA doing now? And when I show you in the book what DARPA is doing that's unclassified, that I was able to report on from interviewing scientists, you get to decide for yourself, okay, so what is really going on?
Well, I can't wait to read the book. I want to come back from break. I want to just talk about what you think are some of the most important parts of the book. It is a big book, a lot of photos, a lot of diagrams, a lot of information. And, you know, for me, this is the real world. People talk about sports icons, Hollywood. It's all really boring when you realize that what we see with DARPA is only the tip of the iceberg of a giant, submerged, shadow technological system. And as you said, the stealth technology was 25, 30 years old when they rolled it out in, you know, 1987, 1988. It's just amazing. We'll be back. Stay with us inside the Pentagon's brain.
So listen up here, guys. My buddy Mark, he overhears the management team at Guns80.com. And what they're saying is that between now and Black Friday, they're going to put a special on the website at Guns80.com every day. What that means is that you have to go to Guns80.com every day to check out the specials between now and Black Friday. Go to Guns80.com, but don't tell them you heard it from me.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back, my friends. Alex Jones here, broadcasting live on this Friday, the second day of October, 2015 broadcast. I'll be back this Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the abbreviated two-hour live original broadcast as well. The Pentagon's Brain, an Uncensored History of DARPA, America's top secret military research agency. Annie Jacobson is our guest. And Gerald Posner, author of God's Bankers, said Annie Jacobson's considerable talents as an investigative journalist prove indispensable in uncovering the remarkable history of one of America's most powerful and clandestine military research agencies. And she is a great storyteller, making the tantalizing tale of the Pentagon's brain from the depths of the Cold War to the present day come alive on every page. You know, you've been nice, and kind of let me lead the interview at first, but you're the expert on this, and obviously the expert on your book. You heard my point going into break. I mean, this is a shadow government. It did basically become what Eisenhower warned about to a certain extent. And I think that adds the arrogance of Washington, because imagine what they've got they're not telling us about. But at a certain point, still, it's just humans that are running this whole thing.
Yes. Shall I tell you about one of the spooky programs?
Yes, please.
Okay. So we were talking about coupling man and machine. That's the goal for the future. But DARPA is already able to create what they call biohybrids. That is their actual term for it. And it's like part animal, part machine. And this is now 12, 13 years old, this program, the success of it. So back in 2002, they had their first public success. DARPA scientists wired up a rat's brain. These were like with tiny wires the size of human hairs connected to electrodes and also connected to a microprocessor that was sewn into the rat's back like a backpack. Then from 500 meters away, the scientists remotely controlled this rat through a maze, okay? And this process has been ongoing of coupling more animals with machines, and just last year, DARPA scientists did the same thing with a moth. So they inserted the electrodes, these neuroprosthetics, into the moth when it was in its pupa stage. So think that through. It's like this incredible analogy of metamorphosis. So they put the electrodes in the pupa stage, the worm stage, and then the moth, you know, the wings blossom in essence. And now the brain chips, the body chip, is part of the animal. And the DARPA scientists were able to steer this Mandica sexta moth that same way. The moth only has a life cycle of 90 days. So it was like a short experiment. But you can see this movement toward being able to control humans in the same manner.
Absolutely. It's the end of free will.
You know, if you sign up for it. I mean, and I think that's the rub. I think that there's a lot to be said about being aware of how these military applications, you know, are or not are not appropriate. The government calls it the super soldier program. I mean, that's what it is, giving warfighters enhanced cognition, enhanced physiology.
Sure, we all know there's governors lifting weights or marching. They can just flip a switch and you can march 100 miles.
Or you can wear the super suit, which, by the way, DARPA has teamed up with Special Forces now to create this Talos super suit. I mean, it does everything. It even has, like, blood hemorrhage control mechanisms inside of it.
Good God.
But you have to ask yourself, where it's really going toward is a concept called transhumanism. This idea, and people who are pro-transhumanism believe that it's actually a good idea, that why not? Why shouldn't man, with all his intelligence, all his technology, all his science, be able to kind of control his own evolution by merging himself with machine? But of course, many other people think this is a really bad idea.
Well, I'm not against it in general, but the elite we have basically sheep-dipped eugenics, as you know, at the end of World War II, because Hitler gave it a bad name, and turned it into transhumanism. I'm not saying transhumanists are all eugenicists, but that's what it came from. Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, at the UN wrote papers admitting all this. So my problem is there, a lot of the elite want to use this for population control, not to empower people. And so I don't see us being given a choice, as Ray Kurzweil says, well, you may not be augmented, but you'll be like a bug, basically.
I mean, look, this is definitely something worth discussing. I think that's the whole point, is that, you know, just to kind of, like, ignore it all is a bit like putting your head in the sand like an ostrich and leaving your neck exposed. I mean, you want, you, people, want to be aware of what is going on. And then
Annie Jacobson, stay there. We got to go to break. Absolutely. Let's come back and discuss that and walk through it, because we're talking about the whole future of the world here. AnnieJacobson.com is her website. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. We're talking about reality.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is launching store-wide free shipping for this week and weekend, and launching deep discounts across the board on top-selling products. Store-wide free shipping on everything, and we're offering some of the best deals ever on nutraceuticals like DNA Force, 33% off. Whether it's non-GMO, super delicious organic coffee, or the very best, purest, strongest nascent iodine, or products like Deep Cleanse and Oxy Powder, you get free shipping across the board on every product at InfoWarsStore.com, and massive discounts on scores of our leading items. Everybody knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. That's why I coined the term 360 win. You're funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. You're getting super high-quality products at the lowest prices, and you're getting free shipping. 360 win. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139. Store-wide free shipping on everything. Check it out today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I've thought about this probably more deeply than any other subject, because it is the subject. Shadow government, shadow technology, super technology, super science that was science fiction is now reality. And just from my own family experiences with my grandfather and then some other members of the family, I know there are huge secret government programs going on that are way more, 20, 30, 40, 50 years in advance, depending on the science, of what we even know about. And we understand that from television and so many of these other technologies, it's dumbing us down. Our physical IQ is dropping. That's not just the nurture, it's the nature as well. Humanity is falling apart. in many respects. And so the answers to our future could be in the technology. The problem is elites are very predatory on average historically, and they're using it to control. And everything they're doing is about ending free will and making us take what the government wants into our bodies, i.e. vaccines. They act like we're against vaccine technology because we're just ignorant hillbillies. No, we know about all the recalls, the problems, the additives, the immunity of the vaccine makers, the fact they want to make 100-and-something vaccines mandatory. We know it's linked to major problems. And then they just sell this thing of, it's science, take it. And GMO, it's science, eat it. Oh, really, I got all these studies. Shut up and take it. You know, glyphosate, never hurt anybody. You can drink it. Okay, lobbyists, drink it. I'm not going to drink that. So that's my problem, is so many of these corporate leaders are delusional. They're on power trips. They're narcissistic. And who wouldn't be with billions of dollars and helicopters and all the power you want? And, hey, I get a Manhattan Project to live forever. That's really what this is, the Manhattan Project for eternal life. They're just using the Pentagon and all of these operations as the focused, compartmentalized template to siphon off the goodies. And what happens when they do achieve artificial intelligence? They may have already done it. What happens when they do achieve, for all intents and purposes, eternal life? Then the future doesn't need us anymore, the 7.5 billion people on this planet. And when I talk to the top tech people, when I talk to the billionaires, the ones that will talk to me, they say, yo, you're right. When I go to these big meetings and I go to these big events, I've talked to folks that have been to Bilderberg. They go, we discuss, why haven't we just released a bioweapon and wiped everybody out? Because, you know, the profane public doesn't deserve all this. Only us, these ascended gods, deserve it. So that's being discussed. You need to understand that. Now, that's a pretty heavy talk. Annie Jacobson is our guest, AnnieJacobson.com, the new book, The Pentagon's Brain. So I've set the table now, and I'm going to try to give you the floor to really walk through all this. I've laid out my fears, my concerns, where this is going. The elite already kind of act like they've had some major breakthroughs and we don't exist anymore. They don't even really care. Their propaganda doesn't work anymore. So, and I'm seeing a lot of digging in, a lot of bunkers being built, a lot of elites running off that find out about this to armored redoubts in New Zealand. I talked about this a decade ago. It's now in the news. Whatever the billionaires, whatever the top technicians that are given entry into this are being told, makes them cry. So, kind of a heavy interview, Annie, but where do you want to go with that?
Well, let's talk about fear for a moment and narratives, because, you know, you and I are in the same business in essence. I mean, I inform the public and so do you. That's the job of the journalist, okay? So what I found really just at the edge of sinister, trying to maintain objectivity, I find that word, okay? So because DARPA now has a program that has to do with trust. And it seems to have been born out of this idea that at the Pentagon, as the Pentagon is moving toward autonomous robots, toward hunter-killer robots, as we've been talking about, merging man and machine, merging animal and machine, getting an army of drones on the battlefield that are part and parcel man-machine. There's been pushback inside the Pentagon. These are documents I refer to in the book, where people from the military commanders to the drone operators say this is a bad idea. They mistrust the idea of coupling man and machine.
We need to build a world for humans and not just give ourselves over to it until we know it works properly.
Yes, and these are actually individuals inside the military establishment saying, you know, the probability and consequences of failure are too great. We don't want to go there. And so what does the Defense Science Board, so you talk about the elite, I'll tell you, the Defense Science Board is a group of elite advisors in the Pentagon that very few people have heard of, DSB. And they advise both the president and they advise the Pentagon. And the DSB looks at this idea about mistrusting robots, and they say, this attitude must change. We must have, they call unambiguously for the rapid acceleration and the development of these AI weapon systems. Okay, hold that thought. Separate from that, right around the same time, DARPA teams up with IARPA, which is the CIA's DARPA, so it stands for Intelligence, Advanced Research Projects Agency. And they begin a program, and this is where I talk to you about fear and about narration, narratives. It's called Narrative Networks, N2. And they're looking at how to develop techniques. This is language from them. To look at the effects of narrative on human cognition, to look at the effects of how people can be influenced. But specifically, they're looking at it through chemical means, and this is what I found sinister. There's a chemical in the brain called oxytocin, and it's often called the moral molecule. It's released, I'll give you an example, when a mother is breastfeeding, oxytocin is released. That's that ultimate bond of trust between mother and breastfeeding child, okay? Oxytocin. Well, DARPA has a program to look at our oxytocin and see how it can be used in terms of trust. Separate from that, a researcher in Germany told Scientific American recently that she did a study injecting oxytocin in the nose of 64 men to see if she could erase fear. And she said that's exactly what happened. So you have to ask yourself, what is going on with this idea of getting rid of fear?
Well, I've got the answer to DARPA. If you just get your life together and get a purpose-driven life to stand up for honor and good people, I can dose myself immediately and I have no fear, knowing I'm doing it for children. I mean, that's why they always say it's for the children, it's for the children. They know with psych warfare terms how to get us to release that, at least people that are moral, and manipulate us. So this is so advanced. There's obviously chemical warfare going on through so many of the additives. I know you're an investigative journalist. You don't go off into that, but I can pull articles up and show you right now. You're highly informed. Undoubtedly, everything we're being told about is super ancient in modern terms. You know, 10 years ago was ancient. I remember seeing science papers when I was a kid, laying around the house, of like roaches that had silicon microchips they could control.
Yes.
So DARPA talks about Roborat being 12 years old. That's their rollout of Roborat.
Yes, 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 yes. You're absolutely right. I mean, what is going on 10, 25 years down the road, we find out, we find out now what has been going on. Look at drones. Drones, I learned in researching my book on DARPA here, that drones first made an appearance on the battlefield, are you ready for this, in Vietnam. And, in 1968, there were these two drone systems called Night Panther and Night Gazelle, okay? And yet, most people think drones made an appearance on the battlefield in Afghanistan in 2002.
I know. My grandfather sold it, and then it was classified, but he sold a crowd control robot that he developed at Fort Hood to the Pentagon in, like, the 70s.
That was part of the non-lethal weapons program. That was crowd control. That was born out of, what are we going to do about these Vietnam protesters?
Absolutely. And then Vietnam ended, so they didn't buy them.
Oh. But those non-lethal weapons have continued. Those really have a lot to do with crowd control. And where they were developed, many of the laboratories were actually in Saigon during the war, in Thailand during the war, because it was much easier to keep them far away from the public and disguise them as if they were being used, against, the Viet Cong in Vietnam, when in fact, as I report in the book, they were actually being designed for use back home.
I covered a story about 16, 17 years ago, the Sunshine Project out of UT, a professor, and this was one of the only times we actually got visited, and then they agreed to reclassify and they shut down the Sunshine Project. But this was drones to be used to deploy chemicals for crowd control across the United States. Did you ever run into anything like that?
Well, I didn't run in. That's interesting. Drones dropping chemicals. I mean, I learned about them, the DARPA programs that had to do with kind of like shooting them out of cannons,
sure,
or conventional weapons.
But obviously, helicopter pilots might say no to spray a hallucinogen in Austin, sure, Texas, or an opiate knockout gas. The problem is it causes a lot of fatalities as a car wrecks and fires and stuff like that. That's why they call it unethical. They keep it classified. But they declassified this and then they reclassified it. And they were so threatening to us that I just said, fine, I'd covered it. Then they went and shut down the UT project. And then DARPA left it on the archive of Google. You can actually look it up. They didn't. Google, I guess, refused to remove it. I don't know.
Wow. Yeah, it's that Wayback Machine. I found some stuff that way. That is interesting. I mean, and how ironic that the Internet used to be called the ARPANET.
Yes.
Because it is a DARPA invention. Yes.
Well, I just don't get why they have UT shut it down and the Sunshine Project shut it down and have us shut it down, and then they just left it on Google.
Well, they might not be able to get rid of it. I mean, that is what is interesting. You know, there are little stories about that all the time, about researchers finding documents in, say, the National Archives. I write about one of them, this giant program for the apocalypse. It was called the Doomsday Project. And, you know, a researcher uncovers it, makes it public, then the Department of Defense steps in, reclassifies it, but it's still out there as it should be. And so there's really nothing that the government can do about it at that point once it's on the Internet as a PDF file or as part of the Wayback Machine.
What about, I haven't read your book yet. I'm reading it this weekend, as I said, if folks just tuned in. We're talking to the Pentagon's brain author, Annie Jacobson. What about other governments and their DARPAs or their ARPAs? What's your expert take on that?
Well, again, there's where you have to really acknowledge that DARPA is a major force, and it's a major significant force for Americans for national security. I mean, you must give credit where credit is due. The agency was created when the Russians beat us into space with Sputnik. And in all these decades since, DARPA has done its job. We've never been taken by technological surprise. And you can be sure that there is a goal by other enemy nations, be it Russia or China, or even a dark horse like Saudi Arabia, I've been told, to try to break one of these major barriers, artificial intelligence, cloning, to embarrass the United States and, you know, kind of score that propaganda coup. Russia has its own DARPA, and in a couple statements, its defense minister has actually said, you know, something along the lines of, our DARPA is better than your DARPA. There's
wow.
This sinister menace idea that, you know, one day they're going to come out with their revolution in technology.
Well, I tell you, America has been exceptional in many ways. Putin says you're not exceptional. We've been exceptionally decadent, exceptionally had other problems. We've also done a lot of exceptional things in a good way. And there's no way to doubt that America's free market system, coupled with corporate and government coordination, has led the new renaissance. But there's just such an attitude of statist in people to not deploy that renaissance to the people. And I think that's DARPA's biggest failure. They did deploy the Internet. Now they wish, according to Jay Rockefeller and others, they never would have. So I guess maybe that's why they're scared, is that they don't want to give Promethean fire to the public.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's an interesting point you make. And look at GPS technology, okay? Researching this book, I was really surprised to learn that GPS technology goes back to DARPA's first year in 1958 when they put satellites up. So it was originally targeting technology. I mean, think about it. Of course it was.
Artillery.
Right? Yes, it was like once laser-guided bombs made an appearance in the end of the Vietnam War, now you could have this GPS coordinates. But you say, how did it get into the public? So the story goes like this. You know, it's secret. It was actually very easy to hack into, believe it or not. And so the military created a feature called selective availability, and it was essentially an offset by several hundred feet. So if somebody hacked into the military's GPS system to drop a bomb, in essence, or target something, they would be off by a couple hundred feet. Well, during the Clinton administration, word came in that Europe was going to develop, you know, sort of copy American military GPS and make the system public and obviously have a huge industry around it. And so Clinton declassified DARPA's GPS program, got rid of the SA feature, that offset feature, and made it public. And now the benefits of that are in, you know, the American system, the monetary system. Look at Google.
But they only do it when somebody else is going to innovate, they have to. That's why we need to keep national sovereignty and not have a global government. I believe a global government will be the beginning of a new dark age because there'll be no incentive to innovate.
And, of course, that goes right along with my idea, which is just educate the people. I mean, just know what is going on. Be alert and knowledgeable. People often think that they, you know, well, what does that do? I mean, you and I both know from being in the business of information that, you know, what you look at, what you read, your eyeballs, all of that gets paid attention to, and it all matters, and it all has an effect. And I believe absolutely to my core that, you know, you talk about human augmentation. Well, you can augment yourself just essentially by learning. You really don't need a brain chip.
Exactly. We become what we ingest, what we look at. And I know it keeps the public busy to have them watch football all day, but, man, these people are stupid. And, I mean, I get folks that like football. I played football. But that's not – men I talk to, that's all they talk about. It's just – it's bizarre. I didn't grow up around that. And, you know, and hell, my grandfather played, you know, football with you know, folks like Tom Landry at UT. I'm not against football. And I played football. My dad played football. My, you know, it's just – it's so weird where that's our culture, when American culture really was about inventions, trailblazing, exploration. And so I have a love-hate relationship with DARPA because it seems so Americana, so good, so innovative, so wonderful, but then it's got a dark side.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, don't get me wrong. I interviewed 75 scientists and engineers uniquely affiliated with DARPA programs going back to the agency's beginning. And almost the 100% majority raves about DARPA for this very American ideal of excellence that they say, all these scientists say, look, DARPA gave me money. Let me give you an example. There's a limb regeneration lab. Yes, I said that correctly. A limb regeneration lab here at UC Irvine, where scientists are working because they believe 25, 30 years out, humans will be able to regrow their limbs if they can do the research.
Annie Jacobson, stay there. Final segment, riveting. I want to come back with some of the incredible things they're looking at, what they could be deploying. Just amazing. What's the next big revolution? Stay with us.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
InfoWarsStore.com is launching store-wide free shipping for this week and weekend and launching deep discounts across the board on top-selling products.
Store-wide free shipping on everything, and we're offering some of the best deals ever on nutraceuticals like DNA Force, 33% off. Whether it's non-GMO, super delicious organic coffee, or the very best, purest, strongest nascent iodine, or products like Deep Cleanse and Oxy Powder, you get free shipping across the board on every product at InfoWarsStore.com and massive discounts on scores of our leading items. Everybody knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. That's why I coined the term 360 win. You're funding the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty. You're getting super high-quality products at the lowest prices, and you're getting free shipping. 360 win. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139. Store-wide free shipping on everything. Check it out today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This holiday season, give your loved ones the gift of preparedness. Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, is offering weekly specials throughout November and December. With these unheard-of savings, the time to prepare your family is now. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. We're so confident you'll love our meals that we're sending a free freeze-dried meal to every listener of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Final segment with our guests. We have Peter Schiff joining us on the really bad jobs and unemployment and economic numbers. And the bottom line is, this is nothing new to our audience. This is what quantitative easing brought to us by the technocrats, the Federal Reserve, is going to do. It's a rigged economy. Bringing some final comments from my guest, who I hope will come back as an expert on Operation Paperclip and Area 51 and do an interview about some of her previous books. Can't wait to read the book, The Pentagon's Brain. We'll talk with Annie Jacobson here in just a moment, AnnieJacobson.com. Briefly, it's been sold out for months. It is now back in stock, but not for long. And that's not a sales tactic. People love our products, love our nutraceuticals. They're game changers. They're super high quality. They have 4.8 reviews out of 5. That's basically the highest reviews you're going to find on Power Reviews and other big third-party respected sites. Because it's concentrated, hardcore herbs, in the case of Liver Shield, that are known to have detoxifying effects. You do it with the oxy powder and the apple cider vinegar and the olive oil on the 6-day with the Epsom salts. And well, you've heard what callers have said. We have informational videos about it. I'm not going to go into details here. InfoWarsLife.com. For me, at least, it was explosive. Certainly made me feel a lot better, have a lot more energy. It's amazing. Some people, you know, they feel pretty bad too. I mean, it's not a joke. It's real. Consult a healthcare provider, medical person, before you do it. It's generally recognized as safe. It's all FDA grass, certified, you know, stuff that they say is safe herbs. The point is, together in conjunction, it's not a game. It's not a joke. We don't sell stuff that's a placebo or a joke. We sell stuff that's the real deal. So, again, InfoWars was a good free market idea. People keep buying it. Wow, old-fashioned ideas. Wow. So, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we've got a lot of great pro-liberty T-shirts, a lot of other great films, books, just over 600 items now at InfoWarsStore.com is the big umbrella site, or InfoWarsLife.com. Again, I just want to add to folks, we will be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., with the Sunday transmission. But a whole other hour is coming up. I meant to go to calls. I meant to give the number out. I just hogged the time with our guest and didn't, so I apologize. We'll open phones up with Schiff in the next hour with your economic comments or questions at 800-259-9231. Well, Annie, I'm impressed with your book that I've read so far, you know, just 30 pages or so. I'm impressed with you. Want to read your other books. We've got about 3 minutes left. In closing, what are some of the other big advances that are coming out of DARPA? I mean, people talk about NASA and all these inventions. Isn't most of it DARPA?
Most of it is DARPA. I mean, DARPA, for example, has a robot that will go to Mars. It's called Valkyrie, and NASA designed it for DARPA Challenge. But it's going to go to Mars and act like an avatar, so it'll be controlled back here on Earth. But this Valkyrie robot will be on Mars, ideally, building a habitat, which then the humans will go into. So there's no doubt that DARPA is so future thinking. DARPA likes to say DARPA makes the future happen. But again, people just will really benefit from having a handle on what that future may or may not look like, because the one really spooky element of all of this that I came to was learning at the end of my book how, you know, defense contractors have become advisors to DARPA. And that's a real problem because it, you know, it's what Eisenhower warned against with the military-industrial complex. When you have a closed loop, when the guys who are actually making money, building these robotic systems, building these drones, are the ones who are advising the Pentagon to create more drones, create a system of robotic warfare.
So they are controlling the future. They're not just getting the money.
Absolutely.
They are now controlling the evolution of human development.
Well, absolutely. And this is literally science fact, not science fiction. And it's why it's worth being an alert and knowledgeable citizen.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to read your book. Hopefully you'll join us again. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Wow, amazing interview. Stay with us. Third hour coming up. Wow, can't wait to read this. Nico wants it too. I only have one copy, but he doesn't get it until I read it.
Visit GCNLive.com today.